We are less than 8 months away from the U.S. midterm elections of 2022. In the House of Representatives, where all the voting members are elected every 2 years, there are currently 222 Democrats, 211 Republicans, and 2 vacant seats. U.S. senators serve 6-year terms. About a third of these seats are elected every 2 years. And in that chamber, there are currently 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats. Technically, 2 of the Democrat seats are held by independents, but they vote with the Democrats, so 50 Democratic votes when things go down party lines. The midterm elections could significantly change the makeups of these 2 chambers, so you can expect to see a lot of coverage in the months ahead in national media. But a lot of the action on November 8th goes well beyond the U.S. Congress. The capitals of Arkansas, Florida, New Jersey, West Virginia, they're among those holding mayoral races. Plus, there are dozens of gubernatorial races, local races. We'll let CNN 10 contributor Rachel Janfaza take it from here.
Every 2 years in the United States, voters go to the polls. And while Americans aren't picking a president this November, there are a number of high-profile seats on the ballot. The elections in the middle of a president's term are called the midterm elections. Many refer to these as a referendum on the president and their administration. These elections give voters a chance to weigh in on what's happening both in their home communities and on Capitol Hill. In 2022, all 435 House seats and 34 of the 100 Senate seats are up for grabs, and 36 out of 50 states will elect governors. There are also statewide races for Secretary of State and Attorney General, as well as citywide races for mayor in cities such as Los Angeles, California, Austin, Texas, and Washington, D.C. And there are down-ballot races for state legislature seats, city councils, and school boards across the country, too. Historically, elections halfway through a president's term don't bode well for the president's party. In the century since voters began electing U.S. senators, the president's party has only gained seats in either the Senate or the House a handful of times, and only in both chambers twice. At stake is the battle for control of the House and Senate. The Democrats' majority in Congress is razor thin. The Senate is a 50-50 split, with Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote giving them the advantage, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi's control of the House rests on a single-digit margin. Typically, the midterm elections have lower turnout than presidential election years. But in 2018, the last midterm elections on the books, there was historic voter turnout, especially among younger voters.